brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the limits of life that no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
2 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, well, it's kind of Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Kevin McCullough in New York, Baldwin on an assignment, and actually advising a reality show project. And so we're kind of flying with one arm kind of, you know, tied behind the back. We're only half here, sort of. Anyway, welcome, Baldwin McCullough Live. The website is baldwinmccullough.com. If you can't spell McCullough, I'm not offended. You can also go to thebingethinker.com. And one of the things that everything that Extreme Media, our parent company, tries to instill in this ever crazy and changing world around us is the need for people to think longer and harder and more clearly about everything that is going on in life. So given that, our topic is a rather interesting one tonight because Chris Harris of that network that, you know, barely registers a pulse in the world of cable news, MSNBC. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the reruns of the Flintstones on Nick at Night on their, like, fourth HD channel option has a bigger audience than MSNBC. Maybe the Snow Cone channel has a bigger audience than MSNBC. I'm not exactly sure. I just know that it's... Nobody watches MSNBC. You could put our national nuclear secrets on MSNBC, and even Al-Qaeda wouldn't find them. But having said that, Chris Harris did appear on MSNBC on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, a somewhat averagely talented actor who also plays talk show host. Well, I say talk show host. He tries to pretend to be Keith Olbermann. He looks at the camera and yells a lot. Most of what he says doesn't make sense. But anyway, Lawrence O'Donnell, the final word, or the last word, there's just irony in that name, all just loads of it. Anyway, he had Chris Harris on, and Chris Harris said this last week, look, if people are upset that Ann Romney was insulted, and it was such an affront to her to say that stay-at-home moms don't work. Remember, Hillary Rosen saying that Ann Romney hadn't worked a day in her life. It wasn't that feminists actually disagree with Hillary Rosen saying it. She just wasn't supposed to say it publicly and make all the Bible thumpers in the country angry. Hillary Rosen still believes this. The feminists still believe this. That stay-at-home moms basically serve no purpose in society. That's what the left thinks. If you're not a lesbian adopting kids and everybody's working and dumping them into daycare, you're just not anything to the left these days. So if you're a traditional mom, you stay at home, you raise kids, you clean up the vomit, you wipe the poopy diapers, you do all that stuff, you're just of no use to society in the minds of the left. What Hillary Rosen said, the left all believes. They just had to quickly disassociate themselves from her because all of a sudden some people that disagree with them were upset. But in the context of that debate came this admission from Chris Hayes. Well, if they really do think it's working, if it's similar to working a real job, then maybe the government should cut paychecks for moms. Maybe we should attach a wage to mothers being compensated. Maybe we should send them federal welfare checks. And maybe they should get paid for doing what moms have done for generations. Very quickly, let's go to Long Island, line 3. Will is there. Will, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin in with you tonight. Glad to have you.
Hey, Kevin. I am infuriated. I, you know, first off, MSNBC stands for More Stupid News by Clowns, okay? A bunch of clowns. If it weren't for entitlement programs, the left would wither away and die. They'd have no voter base at all, okay? They just wouldn't be able to survive in the regular world. So to hear people actually say that mothers should be compensated. I'm about to have a kid, by the way. My wife is 2 months pregnant.
Congratulations.
I'd rather take that check. I'd rather you shoot me than take that check. Okay? To hear people say that mothers...
Well, that's a little strong. Will, come on.
Well, listen. Come on.
Really? You'd rather her shoot? Hey, actually, I think President Obama might know how to make that happen.
Listen, I am a conservative.
I would be careful to admit that, Will.
Well, you know what? I don't care. I'm a conservative. I also believe in fiscal conservatism. This country is in danger of default and all the problems that we're having in our economy. And people think that they should get a check for raising their own children. You are going to be compensated. When your child grows up to be a wonderful person that's a productive member of society, not only will you be compensated in your heart, but they'll probably take care of you when you get older. And when you raise a bad one, well, guess what? They're probably not going to take care of you, and I'm certainly not going to pay you to raise bad kids, okay? I have to tell you right now that when I hear people looking for more entitlements and more handouts and more government programs, it scares me for the well-being of this state, of this union. It scares me to know that the country that I grew up loving is turning into this communist entitlement country. Where do you think that you get the right to take money out of my paycheck to pay to raise your children? I mean, think about that for a second. And you are paid. If you can't afford it, guess what? There are welfare programs, there are food stamps, there are housing programs that will pay single mothers that can't afford to put food on their table. This country has a great mix of socialism and capitalism. Always has, which is why we're a superpower. But any other country out there that is paying mothers to stay home, I don't want to follow their financial policies. We didn't get great in this country by following other countries' financial policies. We instituted financial policies that the other world started to follow. And now they're doing better than us because they took our financial policies and have done great, and we're taking their financial policies and going down the toilet. Okay? Man up, raise your kids, take care of your children, take care of your family, be a real man. And moms, you know what? If you choose to stay home and take care of your children, you may have made the right choice.
Well, I appreciate the call. Can't let you filibuster the whole show, but appreciate the call. Good points, every one of them. Thank you. Let's go to line two very quickly. Mercedes in North Carolina. Hello, Mercedes. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Well, McCullough in for Baldwin McCullough, and we might talk to Stephen here shortly, so I hope that's the case. But anyway, what's your thoughts on this idea that was put forward by Chris Harris that the government should compensate stay-at-home moms to raise their kids?
Yes, I strongly disagree. I think that if the government did that, as soon as they start paying for something, then they're going to start trying to control it in some way. And I just think that even though the gentleman on MSNBC, that may not have been his motive, sooner or later, somebody in government would think that, you know, if we're paying for this, then we need to be in charge of how it's being done, and then I just wouldn't like that. Also, I agree with what you said earlier, that where would all the money come from? You know, we don't have the money to do it, first of all. And one other thing is, I think it would encourage people to have children for the wrong reason, kind of like the gentleman before me was saying that, you know, if you're going to have children, you should pay for them.
Yeah. Well, and we've already to some degree entered into that reality with what's commonly referred to as welfare mothers. I mean,
right.
there are women that have kids expressly to get a check from the government, and the more kids they have, the bigger the check gets. And
right, and so I think that would just encourage that behavior all the more, which I think we should stick with the age-old policy that if you want to have children, you should be the one that's figuring out how to pay for them.
All right, Mercedes, I appreciate your call and your patience. Thank you. 1-888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Those two had been holding an awfully long time. Real quickly before the break, though, let's go back to San Francisco because David rejoined us. He accidentally got cut off before. David, glad you're with us. Hi.
Yeah, hey, Kevin. You know, I appreciate your time with us. I was looking at the website for The Nation magazine. We were talking about Chris Hayes, who
right.
was also making comments. And I believe he's the editor of The Nation magazine. And so during the break there, I went to The Nation magazine, and they've got an article there called The Real Hillary Rosen Scandal. And it's kind of interesting. I'm wondering if the world hasn't been punked by this issue. Apparently she works for a company called SKD Knickerbocker, and it's apparently a massive lobbying company that, is somewhat like Jack Abramoff. And, so I hope that, it doesn't work out that this whole issue has been one to, essentially punk the country. And, as that goes, what you were just talking about with the previous woman there, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there are massive, military and, military corporations, Raytheon, General Dynamics, I'm trying to think of the other one, even Bank of America.
We've got 10 seconds, David. I'm not sure how those are related to, the welfare checks. But anyway, Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free...
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is April 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,672. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,713.60, $856.80 for a half ounce, and $428.40 for a quarter ounce. $1,713.60, $856.80, and $428.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough behind the microphone, but way out there on Long Island somewhere, it's the original Massapequa King himself, Mr. Stephen Baldwin. Hello, sir.
Good evening, partner.
In the first hour, I was telling people, and maybe I was telling them fibs, I don't know, but that you were out there on assignment. So what have you been assigned to do?
Well, we have a very interesting opportunity. There will be an announcement of a reality show happening with a team of women out in the Hamptons, and they have called upon us to just give our thoughts and opinions and perceptions and consult them a little bit.
I'm glad that's all it was, because if we had to star in it, I was going to be very offended.
Yeah, well, I don't think either one of our wives would be having that anytime soon.
Yeah. Besides the fact that you and I aren't women.
Exactly.
But if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'd be wanting my check from the government. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, and by the way, my wife, who is a stay-at-home mom, thank goodness, and who I give tremendous amount of the credit for having raised two fabulous daughters, wouldn't have liked that either.
Yeah, what do you mean? The government offering to pay her?
No, I meant the reality show.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I had moved on. I'm sorry. That's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, the one and only, the very same. And I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. But Stephen out on Long Island tonight and not in the studio. And it's too bad, too, because we had a full house. We had our new intern here, Mr. Durego. He was carrying pizza to everyone. And we were all like, if Stephen were here, he'd be rubbing his belly over in the corner asking you to bring him more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, Ivan and Jackie and Alex all say hi, and we miss you, and hugs and kisses and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's very cool. And, yeah, we find ourselves increasingly offered these opportunities to consult and give perspective on things as part of what, you know, God really is doing and growing our company. But it's exciting that you're out there. And, of course, we miss you here, and it does mean there's more pizza for everybody, but we do miss you just the same. Stephen, let me ask you this this question this week, because, you know, the biggest story this week was this Hillary Rosen character on CNN saying that Ann Romney had never worked a day in her life, but Ann Romney has raised five of the most strappingly responsible and probably good-looking sons that the country has ever seen. So when you heard that story, when you heard the reaction to it, and now this suggestion that from someone on the left that the government maybe should cut checks for stay-at-home moms. Did you have any reaction to any of that?
Yeah, I just think that in the balance of society and culture and all of that, I think that there are and the size of the people I'm talking about now is diminishing, but I think there's still a handful of people that are family-oriented people that understand the importance of dedicating yourselves as moms and dads to your children. That's a tradition that this country was built upon, and you know, obviously in the 50s there was a greater emphasis on that, and I just think that you know, I'm so blessed, Kevin. I'm married to a great gal that really found in her heart an understanding for herself of the importance of being a stay-at-home mom and cooking them fresh meals every night and giving them a hug and being there for them and not getting too caught up in the ways of this world. I don't think that the government or anybody should be paying anybody for any of that. I don't think it should be ever looked upon negatively that a mom or a single mom, even for that fact, does whatever she needs to do to make that her business.
Well, and of course, that's why Hillary Rosen got into so much trouble. I mean, even Michelle and Barack Obama coming out saying, you know, well, we don't agree with that, so forth and so on. But that's not really true. The ideological left, the political left, even the spiritual left, in recent years has and not just in recent years, but over the last couple of decades, really kind of looked down their nose at stay-at-home moms. These are women that are missing the opportunities to use the skills that they have to, you know, go out and make a difference in this world. This is what they think. This is how they think about them. And they kind of look at them with judgment, and they kind of look at them as, you know, oh, yeah, you're raising kids, but come on, you know, that's not like a real, you know, opportunity to go out and lead a Fortune 500 company or something like that. And I don't know. I think that had there not been such a vociferous backlash from stay-at-home moms, you know, our good friends at the American Family Association, they have a little organization called 1 Million Moms. And these are moms that are very dedicated to their job of being a mother, but then they also get involved in advocating for issues when there's something for instance, most recently, this GCB show that's on ABC News or on ABC television, you know, they've been instrumental in getting some of the sponsors to drop involvement in that show because of the perception of what it is, what it says about women. And those are just moms that are just regular, everyday moms, but they have a voice and they're smart and they're organized and they're active and they're actually quite involved in the community around them. And I think for so long, stay-at-home moms have just been the punching bag of the feminists, particularly the Hillary Rosens of the world that have worked their whole life, that have never given birth to a child, that have not yet raised children to adulthood. And it becomes very easy for them to look down. I was saying in the first hour, I was talking about this with a lovely bride this last week, and she goes, you know what, it is so much easier to go into the workforce. She said, in the workforce, you deal with rational people all day. She said, when you're home with the child, you're not dealing with rational thought all day long. You're having a lot of arguments with someone who can't articulate back to you what is really actually the problem. And then you have these circular things where you feel like you're the one going crazy, but it's part of what is shaping that young person's character. She said, going to the workforce is the easy part. She said, dealing with the irrationality of being home with the children is the harder task.
Well,
Stephen went to sleep. I talked for so long.
I just like to ponder everything that you say, and the bottom line for me is, you know, one of the great joys for me and my wife is to, you know, be, you know, giving each other a hug or whatever in the corner of the kitchen when we think the kids are upstairs doing their homework, and then we turn around and they're there and they kind of do that, ew, mom, dad, stop snuggling.
Yeah.
You know, and Kevin, it's one of the greatest blessings that, you know, for me and Kenya, we could ever, you know, be full of joy and grateful about, and that is that we're blessed to have two lovely daughters that have been raised in an environment where they now look forward to, even for themselves, consider being a stay-at-home
yeah.
mom.
Nope, you've done a good job. Stephen Baldwin, live from Long Island tonight, brother. Thanks for being here.
Bless you guys. Thanks. Say
Talk to you soon. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates. Better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough in for Stephen and Kevin together. So Stephen was just with us, and if you missed it, get the podcast. You can get that free of charge on iTunes or on our website, BaldwinMcCullough.com or TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com is the other place you can get that. We've been talking about this this story. We'll still take your calls. Should moms that stay at home... And I'm thinking that now a lot of them aren't listening anymore because at least on the East Coast, a lot of them are probably in bed. They're so tired. They're like, ugh, got to get up early tomorrow, church. All the rugrats get out. And, you know, dads, they want to help, but, you know, mom needs to, she got to, you don't want dad to dress the kid for church every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Underwear is on the outside of the pants, and it's just all a mess when dad is left in charge. And I say that from, halfway personal experience. I'm not that bad, but I have picked out combinations of clothes that the lovely bride has said, why? So Yeah, it's good. If mom has a better eye for that sort of thing, it's okay to let her at least pick them out. But dads, you know, jump in there. We're coming up on Mother's Day here next month. It's never too early to start paying respects. But Chris Hayes on MSNBC said this last week that he believes if all these conservatives are so upset that Hillary Rosen said that Ann Romney should be paid, then really what should happen is that they should be getting compensated from the government. Here's how he said it on MSNBC.
Which this actually affects the election in any demonstrable way. I also think there's something fundamentally fascinating at the core of this, which is that, yes, there's a huge amount of uncompensated labor that happens in this country by men and women, mostly women, who stay home and take care of their kids. And there are countries where that labor is compensated by the state. So I would love to have that conversation. If they actually think that it is work, if they do think that being a mother is work, then why isn't there any kind of wage for that work?
Yeah, okay. So should moms be compensated out of our federal tax coffers? Now, so far, I've been taking your opinions. 888-340-3373, by the way. Do you think that mothers should be compensated from the federal treasury? That's what he's arguing for. It's like another division of the government that's sending checks out. Because we're paying all the bills we have now, right? Everything's covered, right? Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, they're all in good shape, right? We've just got extra cash laying around, so let's start paying stay-at-home moms. Is that a good plan going forward for America? Is it even a moral choice for the moms? Here's what I really want to know, and ladies, I want to hear from you. We haven't heard from Nevada or Colorado or Texas tonight, in places like Kentucky and Florida and other places where I know people are listening. Grand Rapids, we got a new station in Grand Rapids. But here's what I'm really interested in knowing. Would the mother feel better? Because our very first caller said, it's good for me to get recognized for the work that I do. And I agree with that. I agree with appreciating the work that mothers do. She said, it would be good if I was recognized for the work that I do, and so a check would be nice. But I want to ask this question, and I want to be very pointed about it. Does getting a check from the federal government for a mother give her a greater sense of satisfaction, respect, or recognition? Any one of those. Does it give you any of those in greater abundance? 888-340-3373. I'm very interested, particularly in the moms, and what you think. But anybody can weigh in on this. Do you think that we should be compensating stay-at-home moms out of the federal treasury? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Want to take your call. Should we be compensating stay-at-home moms out of the federal treasury? Now, tonight at midnight on townhall.com, and on Monday on onenewsnow.com, Kevin's latest op-ed piece will appear. But I want us to delve into this kind of headlong. This week was pretty obvious. The left had great resentment for stay-at-home moms. One woman who never even has given birth to a child ridiculed a woman who gave birth to five as never having worked a day in her life. And then what followed was just massive amounts of covering our posterior. It was the cop game, covering our posterior. It's like, I don't want to get caught. I'm going to cover my posterior. There was lots of that being played. But this idea of getting compensated by the government to be a stay-at-home mom, what do you think? Stay with us.
Consider the coffee bean. Ever since the dawn of mankind, never has there been a more...
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And thank you for those of you that get by the radio, that pick up the phone and call 888-340-3373. You can also leave us a voicemail message there anytime during the week. If you have not yet gotten the Kevin McCullough Show to a station near your liking in your area, then make sure you let us know a station you'd like to see it come to, and we'll do our best to try to get it on a station near you. Then Monday through Friday, we can have these conversations as well. And you can also leave a message for us at 888-340-3373. You can also email us from our website. Just go to BaldwinMcCullough.com and click Connect up the top of the page. We've got so much to talk about. Please join our friends page on Facebook and stay involved in the discussion as we go forward. each and every week. But let me get right back to the calls. What we're doing is we're talking about this kind of idea that has been floated since the Ann Romney-Hillary Rosen controversy broke out this week of whether or not stay-at-home moms really are working or not. Hillary Rosen kind of implied that they weren't. Ann Romney said, listen, big mouth, I'd like to see you try to raise five kids. Actually, she didn't say it that way. She said it far more graciously. But I want to know, is being compensated by the federal government something you think would be a good idea for stay-at-home moms? Let's go to Redding, California, because Frank is there. Hello, Frank. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking about this, and I guess if we want to be politically correct about it, I guess then we should subsidize maybe stay-at-home dads. And if we even want to be even more extremely absurd and take it to a conclusion, let's subsidize stay-at-home same-sex parents also.
Well, and why not compensate me for raking my leaves?
Yeah, I mean, where does it end?
Like, if I take my trash out, I'm keeping my neighborhood clean. Shouldn't I be compensated for that?
Sure, sounds good.
I flush the toilet all on my own behalf. I don't have anybody else do that for me. Can I get paid for that?
There you go.
Where does it end?
That's what I'm saying. Where does it end?
All right, Frank. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your clear-headedness about this. Fran in Sarasota, Florida. Hello, Fran. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight. Line two, Fran, are you there? Hello, Fran. Do we have Fran? Ivan? Put her back on hold. Let's go to line three, Frank in Reno, Nevada. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Thanks, Kevin. You know, we're already paying mothers to stay home and take care of their kids. If you're not married and you don't have a partner, the government will pay you to have as many kids as you want, and the mothers stay home. Just like this home mortgage thing. If you're a responsible couple and struggling paycheck to paycheck to pay your mortgage, you don't get any help. But if you've gone way over your head, you can get bailed out. So they're already paying them.
Yeah. No, I know the welfare, and you're referring to welfare moms, and Frank, that's totally, I feel like, a blight on our society, and I feel like it encourages really poor choices and really bad behaviors and kind of continues
exactly.
A poverty cycle that I don't know we're ever going to be able to get out of. But stay-at-home moms, I mean, by definition, these are the least dependent women on government in our nation.
Exactly.
And let me give you an example. When the left goes to campaign, the most reliable demographic voter for the Democratic Party are single mothers. And mostly because they look at the government as husband and daddy. So they say, I don't have to get married because I got daddy. He's Washington, D.C., and he sends me the checks and he provides for us. They're most reliable voters are single moms for empowerment, entitlement, Democratic votes. The most reliable voters for Republicans, free market, independent thinking people, are married mothers. Now, what's the difference? Married mothers have husbands.
Less dependent.
Yeah. So they're saying, why should I have the government underwriting me? I've already got a husband.
And because then the government can tell you what to do, which we should do with all these programs, drug testing them, make them go pick up trash along the freeway, do something for the money that they're getting from us.
Well, and thanks, Frank. I appreciate the call. And some of those, I mean, it makes Kevin sound like he doesn't care about kids or single moms, and that's not what this is about. We've got to come up with, I think, fundamentally non-government solutions to poverty, and particularly financial distress when it comes to single mothers. And I think that we're going to have to engage the private sector in some really kind of universally original ideas. But I think that working through the church and community and other things in your areas to solve those problems usually ends up producing better results than just waiting for the welfare check to come around. Now, I put this question up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. One of the ladies said, not enough money in the world to compensate for what a mother does. Lovely Bright said that earlier this week, too. She goes, really? They're going to try to pay me for what I do? You know how much it costs to steward a child through a year of life? You can't come up with a dollar amount to put it on it. Let's see. Kelly said, no way. Having children is a choice, and mothers can still get a job like this single widowed mother. But a lot of moms do get compensated. It's called welfare. I, for one, will not accept welfare. That's a single mom saying that. On the Facebook page tonight, if you want to weigh in on that, I've got it listed right at the top of the page, facebook.com/KMC01. But I do find it interesting, compelling, that there is this idea that some people believe stay-at-home moms should get checks from the nation's treasury in order to justify it. I haven't told you my thoughts on this yet. I've been very coy for the last 2 hours. When we come back from this commercial break, I will tell you what I think, and we'll lay it out for you. It's Kevin McCullough. Baldwin McCullough Live is the broadcast. The website is thebingethinker.com. Our phone number, 888-340-3373. Take more of your calls, 888-340-3373. If you want to drop us an email, you can do that through the website, or if you want to join our Facebook page, you can do that as well. When you go to BaldwinMcCullough.com, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Mortgage education specialists. Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness, 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289, solar lanterns just $24.95, solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95, cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be here sitting in. Steven's away. He'll be back next Saturday with us. And please tell all your friends and come on back every Saturday night, 9 to 11 East Coast, every Saturday evening live. And we take your calls at 888-340-3373. So I've asked you the question, what should we think about the government compensating moms? Now, what I'm about to say will be like new information to some people that are listening. To many, it may even appear to be offensive, but that's completely unintended, but it must be considered. You see, when God designed the family unit, and I happen to think that God did, he saw to it that it was necessary for a male to come together with a female before any other males or females could come along. And in doing so, he allowed for some important realities. He provided a father who most times is larger in bone and muscle mass and would be able to plow crops and kill animals and skin meat and lift heavy things and change car tires and even fight animals and humans that threaten the welfare of his family. And likewise, God provided a mother who most times is smaller in bone and muscle mass but has a biology and a physicality that can actually feed her young off her body and emotionally sustain and support them through very rough patches of early growth in their life. Modern-day stay-at-home moms are merely an extension of that reality. See, unlike Hillary Rosen, I'll make the assumption that mothers choose to do so, stay at home, because they genuinely care about the welfare of their children. For no matter how much a mother may like a nanny or a sitter or a grandparent, few of them will ever argue with you that those people are better for permanent care of their children than they are. There's a reason that they argue that way, because it's usually true. This topic hasn't been some screed against women who work or families who feel like they have to have two incomes or even single parents. Those options may be realities, but they are seldom the optimum for the development of children. On this, the social data is pretty clear. Go look it up for yourself. Given that God created the mother with such strong instincts, drives, emotive solutions to parenting, who can make a credible argument against her being good for her own child? But having the state or the government compensate them for their efforts, it's morally wrong. Almost always. Why? Because God already created a preferred taxpayer-funded compensation plan for the family unit. We call them fathers. And in this whole attempt to remake everything under the sun, we've missed the most obvious opportunity. That if dads are involved in the lives of their family, if they are providing for their family, the children and the wife and the family unit is always better off. It doesn't mean the woman can't work. It doesn't mean that she doesn't play a role in helping at times. But dads, when you put your foot on the ground in the morning and you stand up next to your bed, you bear it in the soul of your body to get out there and to protect and to provide for the family that God has given you. I don't understand. I've never understood able-bodied men that choose to do the opposite. Because I think they're missing their calling in life. That's just Kevin McCullough's opinion. What's yours? Drop me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Our website is thebingethinker.com, and our phone line open 24 hours a day, 888-340-33.